Gemara says no. Bimei Rebbe in Rebbe's times already is Bikshu Lahatir Nisinim. That Rebbe wanted to be matir Nisinim, but take off the din avdus. He wanted to be matir that they should have not been evid. So Rashi says, Lahatir Nisinim. So Amalahem Rebbe. So Chum says back to Rebbe, Chalkeinu Natir, true, the part that we own as the Jews, we have a right to free them. But Chelos Mizbeach Miyatir, they have a responsibility to be an ever to work for the Mizbeach. So we can't be mata the chelik of Hashem. So Rashi Chalkeinu Natir, Yecholim Bezdin Lahati Ol Hafkir, Chalkom Shal Yisrael. The Kaimlon Hefker Bezdin Oy Hefker. But to do what Sarchim is there, that we can't be matter. Some of the first learns of other they could have, but as far as they wouldn't want to do it, so that's why you should not do it. The Gemara says, "Apligi the Rabbi Chiya Baraba, the Yagun Rabbi Chiya Baraba, the Yom Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Om Rabbi Yechonon, Chelak Eidol Yerla Moser, Chelak Mizbeach, Bizman Shebeisim Midishkayim Moser, Ain Beisim Midishkayim Shari." So Rash learns a pligi means all the koma chelik a mizbeach miyater. Afagav the mizbeach being a rebbe lehevi. Mash when they entered back in Rebbe's times that the chelik that belongs to the mizbeach we can't free them. Mash even after the churban abayis there was still a chelik a portion that belonged to the mizbeach. So that argues on this man the yomad. Here it says that when does the mizbeach have a chelik in them to give them after work? This man, there is a Beis Hamikdash. But after the Beis Hamikdash is Chorev, there's no more Chelek of the Mizbeach. There's only a Chelek that the Gevurim have to work for Klal Yisrael. So if so, Rebbe would have been right to be mad to them. But still, the Pshat is they were not mad to them. Vaitos Kos Kefor, Dovra Melech Takona still applies. That Lamaisa, they at one time acted so mean and cruel, they did not have Midas of Baishonim, Rachmonim, and Gorim Chasodim. Therefore, even though Vaitos in Rebbe's times, they changed a little bit, but I call upon him, they didn't want to be mivato. The maskonim is they were not matter them though. They didn't take away Dovra Melech Zera, since they had these bad midas, were still supposed to stay away from them. They still left them to be avodim. Yeah. So the Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Shomati, I heard over Shehasaurus, that means the man that's sterile can't have children. Is choletz v'choltzim lishtoy. If his brother dies without kids, he could do mitzvah chalitza. He's supposed to make a chalitza. V'choltzim lishtoy, when he dies, his wife needs chalitza. That he also heard that v'asoros, a sterile person, is loy choletz. There's no mitzvah. He can't give chalitza to his brother's wife. V'loy choltzim lishtoy, and when he dies, his wife does not need chalitza. V'yemli l'faros, Yeshua says, I'm stuck. I heard over two stirudik halachis. One says that a Saurus does have a mitzvah chalitza, and one says he doesn't have it. So Rashi says, the Saurus loy chalitz. The Pasuk says, la yimcha shmai mi Yisrael. That the whole purpose of Yibum is that if your brother died without children, we want the other brother to marry her to keep the name. Of a prat le Saurus shmai mochoi. Mashenkin, if your brother, either the one that's dead or the one that's alive now, if he's a Saurus, if he can't have children, so anyway the name will be mochoi. So there's no mitzvah yibum. But I call upon him to the stira. First he heard there is, and then he hears there's not. So Amar Rabbi Kiva said like this, Ani Afarash, I'll explain to you. Saris Adam, if it was born normal, but later an Adam, Zitrashi, Sinisarsus, Liachash, and Elam, after he was born, then he did something to himself to make himself sterile, is Choles V'choltz Lishtoi. Then there is a mitzvah chalitza. Why? Because I call upon him, he was born normal. When he was born, he was able to have children. So something happened to him later on in life. Therefore, he's still supposed to give chalitza. Suris chama means if he's born that way, Rashi says he's born from his mother's stomach and he's sterile, then loicholitz loicholtzin, lishtoi. There's no din chalitza, there's no din yibum. Why? There was never a time when he was able to have children. There's no parasha of yibum by him. That's the terrace to the stiva. Rabbi Lezer says, loy, just the opposite. No, not like Yosef and Rabbi Kiva. Just the opposite. Ki, elosaurus chamo, if the person was born a saurus, a sterile, is cholitz v'cholitz lishtoi. Then there is a mitzvah chalitza. Mevnei sheyesh lo refua, because he could be healed up. He was born that way, maybe they could do something to change him. Mashen Kain Suris Adam, who was born normal, but he did something to him, he took some sam that made him sterile, is Lechelus Lechelson Lishtoi. Why there's no chalitza by him? Mefnei she'ein lo refuah, because he has no refuah anymore. He can't make himself well anymore, so therefore he has no mitzvah yibum. Hey yid Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira said over in Edus that al ben megusais shehoyev Yerushalayim, on this mishpacha, this person that lived in Yerushalayim, that Tzris Adam, he was born normal, and later in life something happened to him and became sterile. V'yiv masishtoi, and they made a Maisis Yibum. When he died without children, so his brothers made a Maisis Yibum. Lekayim divrei Rav Akiva, to Mekayim Rav Akiva's pshat, that Rav Akiva says, Asris Odom, since he had a Shas HaKosher, there is a Mitzvot Yibum. Now, Hasris is Lecheles Loi Miyabim. If a person's Asris, there's no Din Chalitza, there's no Din Yibum. V'chein Eilonis, same thing as the wife, if she's an Eilonis, she can't have any children. Loi Chotzes Loi Miyabemis. There's no Mitzvot Chalitza on her, and there's no Mitzvot Yibum. Now, Hasris, Shecholos Tivimtoi, let's say the person that's sterile, him when his brother died without children, so he went ahead and made chalitza on his brother's wife, Shecholos Tivimtoi, Loi Posla, it's not called a good chalitza. She's not Posla's Rashi's Mina Kahuna. She's allowed to marry a Kohen. Shein Chalitza San Chalitza, because the chalitza from Hasris means nothing. Therefore, she's not Psula. Bualo, Posla, Baluitsui, he's boiler, he lives with her, then she becomes posel. Metnei, she bilas nus, because it's a bias nus, but there's no mitzvah yibum here. So she's living with a chai de krisis. She's living with Eshesach, with a brother's wife. She's living with his brother's wife. There's an erva, therefore she becomes like a zayna, she's posel to a kohen. Vechein idleness, the same thing if the lady was an idleness. Shechol tzalachin, when her husband died, if one of the brothers now give a chalitza, loy poslua. She does not come posel to a kohen, because the chalitza means nothing. Since she's an idolist, there's no mitzvah yibum. So whoever gives the chalitza is nothing. Ba'aluha, let's say one of the brothers lives with her, poslua, then she becomes posel, she becomes a din zayna. Mifnei she bilasa bilas nus. Because since she's an idolist, she can't have any children, there's no mitzvah yibum. So therefore, you are living now with your brother's wife, which is an erva to you. So when you live with an erva, you make her into a zayna, therefore she's possible to marry a kohen afterwards. So we're also like this. Michti, let's see. Shamina la Rabbi Kiva, we heard that Rabbi Kiva says the Yomar. Chai ve lavin ke chai ve krisis domi. Rabbi Kiva shitri that by chai ve lavin there's no krisis kedushin. So you have the same malach like a chai ve krisis. So drashi, the Yomar Rabbi Kiva bachelitz, yesh mamze me chai ve lavin. Rabbi Kiva shitur is if the parents didn't have a chai v'lavin, where a kohen marries a gerusha, chai v'lavin, halacha is the kids of mamzer. Because Rabbi Kiva holds kedushin is not tofat, there's no kedushin mechai v'lavin. If so, sris adam mechai v'lavinu. If a person is sterile, it's a chai v'lavin echsiv lo yovei psuadaka. That a psuadaka cannot marry a bas yisrael. So if he lives with a bas yisrael, it's a chai v'lavin. It's a sris. Or adam as a sris is bechlal a psuadaka. How could Rabbi Kiva say in our Mishnah that a Sris, he was born normal, and then he became a Sris, there is a Mitzvah Yibum. He's supposed to give a Chalitza, L'chur it's a Chayv Yilavin, and Rabbi Kiva sheet there is Chayv Yilavin, there is a Chayv Yikrisis. The Abro Kaimik, a Chayv Yikrisis, the Koyal of Yisra Shesach, there should be no Mitzvah Yibum altogether. So how could Rabbi Kiva say in a case when a person was born normal, he had a Shas HaKosher, then he became a Sris, that is a Mitzvah Chalitza, how could that be? L'maisa, now that he's a Sris, it's a Chai V'Lavin to live with him. A Chai V'Lavin, according to Rabbi Kiva, is like a Chai V'Krisus. On a Chai V'Krisus, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So there should be a Ptur and Chalitza also. How could Rabbi Kiva say, that's Pshah in the Mishnah that says, a Sris has to have Chalitza. That's the Kasha. Yeah, again, Michti, Shemin, Rabbi Kiva. We heard that Rabbi Kiva Shittur is the Yomar. Chai v'lavin, chai v'krisis domi, v'chai v'krisis lav b'nei chalitza. So that was the whole first parak. That Anisha, that's a chai v'krisis to you. There's no mitzvah yibim at all, no din chalitza, lav b'nei chalitza v'yibim ninu. So how could Rabbi Kiva say a Sris has to give chalitza? Omer Rabbi Ami, hocha v'mayaskinon, kugoyin shenosa ochiv giyaris. We're talking about that the brother that died married a Kiyuris. That's who his wife is. Rabbi Kiva Sobulak Rabbi Yasi. And Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yasi Shita. The Yomar Kahalgerim Lo Yikre Kal. A Kahalgerim is not called a Kal Hashem. Therefore, the brother that's alive now, true, he's a Swiss. He's sterile. He has a Psua Daka. Slamaisa, him is true, it's a Chai Vilavin. But who is it a Chai Vilavin to? To marry a Bas Yisrael, a Kal Hashem. But to marry a Geri's Mutter to. If Yod Kal Gerim, Lo Yikre Kal, so he's allowed to marry a Ger. That's why it's good our Mishnah. This is the case that the Swiss, if his brother's wife, the Geri's, falls to the Yibum, there's a mitzvah Yibum now. He could marry her. Therefore, he has to give a chalitza. Fred Gemari, Hochi, if so, Yivumi Namin Yadim. So, why isn't there a mitzvah Yibum then? If there's no Aveira involved, said Rabbi Kiva holds that since he once had a Shasa Kosher, he's in the Pasha of Yibum, why can't he even marry his brother's wife? So, Murazazaynachanam, is that true? He could be Miyabim. But the idea of Rabbi Yeshua, since Rabbi Yeshua said chalitza, you have to only give chalitza. Because he holds what Kal Gerim is Ikre Kal, so it's a Chai Vilavim to be Miyabim. So Yudis says only give Chalitza, is Oma Ihyunami Chalitz. Rabbi Kiva also just said the word that a Suris has to give Chalitza. But Enechnam, according to Rabbi Kiva, a Suris could be Miyabim, his brother's wife, if she's a Gieris. Deikunami have a proof for this also. Tiktani, it says that Heyid Rabbi Shua Ben Besera. Our Ben Magusa Shahoy Bushlayim, that Swiss Odom, the Yiv Masishtoi, that it was a case of a Swiss Odom, means he was born healthy, and later on in life he became sterile, and he still, when his brother died, he was Miyabim, his brother's wife, Lekayim Viv Rabbi Kiva, to the Mekayim Rabbi Kiva's Pshat. So Shmamin, here is a proof that according to Rabbi Kiva, in the case where your brother's wife is a Giyaris, that if Suadaka, a Swiss, has a lot of marry her, say the Chanami, there's Mamash and Mitzvah Yibum, and you're allowed to be Miyabmer also. Not only Chalitza, you can even give Yibum. And that's the story over here that the doctor gave Chalitza. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. If you're a Swiss Oda, means you were born normal, there's a Mitzvah Yibum, since you have a Shasta Kosher. And later on, you could be Miyabim even. If what? Providing that she's a Gieris. If she'll be a Bas Yisrael, it's also for you. Because then you're a Psuadaka, it's a Chai Vilav, and according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no Yibum at all. But in the case where she's a Giyaris, that you're mutter to her, there's even a Mitzvah Yibum. Mosiv Rabba, Rabbi Yitzakash like this. Ptsua Daka or Kurush Shuvcha. Sris Adam V'Hazokin. In the case you have a man that's a Ptsua Daka, we had that his Beitzim were crushed, or else a Kurush Shuvcha, his Eva was cut off above the Atara, or else Sris Adam, a man that he doesn't have Sris Adam, he can't have children, he's sterile, V'Hazokin, an older person that can't have children anymore. Is oy chotzen oy miyavim. And the Chanami, they're allowed to make chalitz or yibum. Kate said, what's the case? Mesu, if they died, for lehem noshim, and they have wives, for lehem achim, and they have brothers, v'yom du'achim, v'yosu maimer v'nishayem, the brothers made maimer, v'nosnu get, and then they gave a get. Oy shechotzos, they gave chalitza, ma'ashosu osu, and the Chanami, the chalitza takeschal. V'yimbolu konu, if they wouldn't make yibum, and the Chanami, the yibum takeschal, in Bolu Kornel, the Taka Yibum is good. What about Mesu Achim? Let's say not that he died, but he's still alive, his brother died. The Yom Duhain, and now these people, that's a Psua Daka, or Khrushchev Chosris Adam Yazokin, they're the Yavim that's alive now. The Yosu Maimer B'Nishasayim, and they gave Maimer and a brother's wife. The Nosnu Get, and they gave the Get, the Chotsu, Mashosu, Asus Taka Rosachal. In other words, there's a Zika, your brother died, and these Yivamim, these people that are alive now, have a Mitzvah Yibum. V'yim Bolu Kanu, and if they made V'yim, they made Yibum, but I can coin her, here's the written Mitzvah Yibum. But V'yosu L'kaimen, but Yishno, it's not very to stay married. V'shum Shinem, because the Pasuk says, V'yom V'psuadaka Kurushuvcha B'kal Hashem. Almo B'kal Askinan, Mash, we're talking about a Kahal, so L'churud is not according to Rebekei V'shita. There is these Achai V'lavin. And Chai V'Lavim, we hold Lamaisa, we say Esa Decholoisa say. So really there is a Mitzvah Yibum. Because to be Miyadim, your brother's wife, you'd be Mekayim Mitzvah Esay. To live with her, it's only an Avera, an Esay, we say Esa Decholoisa say. So therefore, if you are Boyala, Lamaisa, you kind her. Just you can't live with her a second time, because the second time is not a Maisa Mitzvah, and then it's called an Avera, you're a Chai V'Lavim. So Alma V'Kal Askinen. We're talking about a kahal. So this chur is still going according to Rabbi Kiva. So you see, Rabbi Kiva was matter even by a kahal. I shver, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's a shver. If they're in the kahal Yisrael, there's a chai v'lavin involved. I, Rabbi Kiva, says chai v'lavin is the chai v'krisus. There should be no mitzvah yimarul. And Omar Rabbi says like this. They're going shenoflu loy olav soif nitsa. We're talking about that first the brother died. And at that time, the brother that's alive was healthy, was normal. So it was a mitzvah yibum. And for his lady, it became a psua daka. That's the case. So since she first fell, that's why the yibum is chal. Omalei abaya, v'leisa yisa psua v'nitcha yesa the yibum. Like, so what? But now that he became a psua daka, now that he's a chai v'lavin, it's like now it became the chai v'krisus. So now there should be no more mitzvah yibum. Miloi tanan, didn't we learn? Rabbi Gamliel loim or Gliel says, Miyano. If she's Mayan, if she says goodbye to her husband, the heir is good. Viyimlav, if she doesn't want to say goodbye to her husband, the locher is Tamtin. She has to wait that she tag until she becomes older. Viteitse halazumi shemachaisisha. Now, as you are married, with your brother died. His wife is a Mrs. Yibum. You're married to a sister, and she's only a Ketana. So we say the what? If you tell your ketana now to give you miyan, very good. You're not married to her. You can be miyabim. Do the mitzvah yibum. Viyimlav, if you the young girl that you married now, she's a ketana. She doesn't want to give you miyan, so then you can't marry your brother's wife because it's your wife's sister. So tamten, you have to wait that your tag until your wife becomes older. And then there'll be no more mitzvah yibum because your brother's wife is your wife's sister, not chaysisha. Alma, what do we see? Also, Yisra Chaisisha V'dochi, that even though at the time when your brother died, that was a mitzvah yibum, your brother's wife. That was a gedela. Your wife is a ketani, not married to him at the rabbanon. So at the time when your brother died, there was a mitzvah yibum on your brother's wife. But now, if you stand wait until your wife becomes a gedela, now later when she becomes a gedela, so now your brother's wife is your wife's sister, she becomes an erva. So you see, even though at the time when your brother died, there was a mitzvah yibum. But if later she becomes an erva to you, the mitzvah yibum goes away. So, ochinami, here also, when your brother died, true, the other brother was alive, was healthy. But later he became a psua daka. According to Rabbi Kiva, the kasher is, neisa yisa psua v'nitchei. Let the yisa psua daka, chai v'lavan, come now and throw away the mitzvah yibum. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, chai v'lav is like a chai v'krisus. There should be no more mitzvah yibum right now. Just like if she becomes your wife's sister. Elo Omar Rabbi Yosef, haitana hachtona dever Rabbi Kiva, and echnami, the tana that says loch is the tana of Rabbi Kiva. The yoma mechai v'lavin, the share heavy mamzer. That depends which type of chai v'lavin is like chai v'krisus makes a mamzer. Only chai v'lavin of your relatives. But mechai v'lavin greater loyhevi mamzer. But from a regular chai v'lavin like over here, that you can't marry a psua daka kur shuvcha, it's not because he's married to you, it's not because he's a relative, stam a chai v'lavin. So this sheet tells the Koran to Rabbi Kiva that stam chai v'lavin does not make him into a mamzer. So it's not like a chai v'krisus. So then it's very good. So then the pshat is that it's not a chai v'krisus here. So therefore it's only a chai v'lavin. On a regular chai v'lavin, we should say, yes, a dechalaisa say. So therefore, this is the case that there is a mitzvah yibum. When his brother dies without children, l'maisa, the brother alive right now is a psua daka. So what? He's only a chai v'lavin. This chai v'lavin is not a relative dika chai v'lavin. It's talma chai v'lavin because he can't have children. So therefore, he's allowed to live with her. He's allowed to make yibum. For the Gemara, no, still, why is the yibum here? Ikri Khan, why don't we say the pasuk says, l'hokim l'yachim shein? For hola bar hokihu. Where is there a mitzvah yibum if you're a bar to have children? But here, where you're a sorrow, you can't have children, l'chura should be yosef you to make yibum. There should be no mitzvah yibum at all. Not that you shouldn't even say as a dechalaisa say. Like the only side of yibum is to have children. If you can't have children, there shouldn't be a yibum at all. Amarovim came, if so, ein l'chisha shekshar al yibum. Shleinasas bailos riz chama shrachas kaidlum isosai. There should never be a mitzvah yibum then. Because every husband, before he dies, like right before he dies, he gets so weak, he can't have children at that time. So at that time, he's a sris. So if you tell me now, when the person becomes a sris, there's no mitzvah yibum, there'll never be a mitzvah yibum. Because the mal, right before you die, he gets so weak, he can't have children then either. Elamai, the fact you become a Sriyas does not pot you from Yibum. Mara says now the Rebbe Lezer, Peruke de Rova Pirchi. That the Rova gave an answer is Taka Pirchi on it. So what? Hosam ki chishusa di askila bay. There's no sushta. When a person is dying, there's nothing really wrong with his body. Just is becoming a little bit weak, that's all. Of a Mashenkin here, the guy is a Sriyas, his body can't have children at all. It's much different. Where it says, Nasmel, it's not such a good shot. Rashi says, Tichushud yifchal tebei, v'lav srisu, elenitha machash koichoi. That right before you die is not the pshat you're a sris. The pshat is just on, you're losing your strength. But a real sris, maybe should have no mitzvah yibim. So it's a good kasha like. Now the Gemara says, Heichidami sris chama, what's called a sris chama, he was born that way, am Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yosef, am Rav Yechanan, kol shla ro, shachas bekashrusay. He was never had a time that he was able to have children. Because he was born from his mother's stomach that way, he was born sterile. That's called the Swiss Chama. Alright, go off this desk more again tomorrow. Stop here. You were holding that pay, really, that pay and aleph on top. Just last Gemara again was that the Moria Stakasha rolled him by a Swiss. A Swiss means a man that can't have children, he's sterile. So Shalom was the last Gemara's kash was Ikri Khan Lokim Loch of Shein for a lav bar hochiu. Like how could there be a mitzvah chalitza, a mitzvah yibum, if the yovim is sterile, he can't have children? The pasuk says Lokim Loch of Shein, you have to be able to have children. That's the mitzvah of yibum. If your brother dies without children, so he's supposed to marry his wife to have children. So Gemara says, Amarova, if that's true, im kemein lecho isha shekshar li yibum. There'll never be an isha that's kosher to have mitzvah yibum. Shlo nasa baylo sris chama shrachas chodun lemitzosei. Because every time before a person dies, he gets so weak right before he dies, that at that period, he can't have children. So it comes out that the person that died right before he died, he also wasn't able to have children. So what do you have to say? That we don't look at the way he is right now, right before he dies. As long as the one time he was able to have children, there's a mitzvah yibum. See, also, a sris we're talking about now is a person that was born healthy. When he was born, he was able to have children. Something else later on in life happened that he can't have children, so that does not stop the mitzvah yibum. The mitzvah yibum means not that you really have to have children, but if you're such a person that when you were born, you were able to have children, even though later on in life something happens to you that you can't have any more children, still there's a mitzvah yibum. Now the Gemara says, the Rebbe Eliezer, Peruke de Rova Pirchi. According to Rebbe Eliezer, Nechura, this should be a kasha. Because Rebbe Eliezer said just the opposite. Rebbe Eliezer says in the Mishnah that a sris chama has a mitzvah chalitza. Mashenkin, a person that was once healthy, and then he became a sris that he can't have children, he has no mitzvah chalitza. So Rebbe Eliezer holds that a person that was born sterile, that can't have children, there is a mitzvah chalitza. So the question is why? In other words, like Rashi says, the Gemara is really asking the question now according to Rebbe Eliezer. So we see from here, since a person was once able, fit to have children, even though now he can't have children, still there's a mitzvah yibum. So Rebbe Eliezer's sheet in the Mishnah was the opposite. That if he was born sterile, then it's okay. But if he was born healthy and then later something happened to him, there's no mitzvah yibum. So the question is why? Why shouldn't there be a mitzvah yibum later? What do I care if later can't have children, but at one time he was fit to have children? Because if not, you have rov svara. Whenever a person dies, right before that he can't have children. So the Gemara says, according to Rebbe Eliezer, this is not a kasha. The Gemara says, Hosom ki chishusa diaschila bei. According to Rebbe Eliezer, that's not a kasha. Rebbe Eliezer holds that if a person is right now sterile, he can't have children, and he's not fixable, he can't be healed up, so the mindset there's no mitzvah yibum. The question is that every person right before he dies, he's so weak he can't have children. The Torah says there's nothing wrong with the body. It's only ki chishusha, he's like weak, that's all. But that's not called he can't have children. Pashenka, if a person is sterile as a sris, then Rebbe Eliezer's sheet there is, where he's not curable, and Echanami, there's no mitzvah yibum. Now the Gemara says, sris chama, hechidami sris chama. What's considered like a person that was born sterile, that was born that he can't have children? Om Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yosef,